Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Guys in Ties podcast. This is Dustin. I've got Rob with me on the phone. We are still being distant because we are good citizens. Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm great, man. You know, same as last week. Like you said, wish we were doing this in person, but glad to just be doing it in general.
Yeah, me too. I've got a cat on my lap, so at some point he may start chewing on my headphone wires again. But if that happens, I will make sure to stop it. But before we get into it today, we are going to be talking about some of our favorite memories as UVA fans. And we're going to do it in kind of three different categories. We're going to talk about basketball memories. We're going to talk about football memories. And then we're going to talk about just kind of other sports-related memories. And we're going to do it specifically by games that we watched. Games that we watched live. Games that we watched not in person, so like on TV. And I think we're going to do that. So we're going to have six different categories. It's going to be super fun. And we're doing this because there's not a lot of stuff coming out right now, which is normal for, you know, end of June, middle of July. But you, especially with coronavirus, and there's just not as much content going on right now, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's also like the content that like we normally would try to do now, like football previews or like spring workouts and stuff. It's like we've kind of already done that, you know. It's like
because we had nothing else to do.
Like, yeah, we didn't have anything last month, so we're making the best do we can here.
Yeah, so we're gonna get right into it, but before we do that, we would like to take a minute and talk about our sponsor, Bet Online. There's no shortage of action going on with our partners over at betonline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back with the NBA announcing its return in late July, but right now UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer have all resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds and lines for their upcoming games and matches. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening live every day for our devout gamblers to check out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts.
UVA football is the softest bunch of cream puffs, bow tie wearing, brie cheese eating, NASCAR wearing wussies I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to punch people from UVA right in the neck. They wear suits to games. That's absurd.
So, let's go ahead and get right into it, Rob. Do you want to start with basketball, football, or your kind of non-revenue sport memories?
Let's start with basketball, man, because like we kind of said, basketball, you know, especially recently for guys like me and Dustin, you know, we've probably been fans of UVA for, you know, what, call it 15 years or so, 15 years of at least like remembering events and being able to go to events, you know, both in our early mid-20s. Basketball has a little bit more of the recent memories, at least, than football does.
Right.
You know, in-person basketball for me, you know, has got to be the national championship, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could even throw in that Auburn game before Texas Tech if you wanted to. But, you know, it's got to be the national championship, man. Yeah, I think it's just that simple.
I think, you know, so we've talked about this before, but just the reactions that we had at not only the championship game, but the Auburn game was really intense. And just being in that environment and how emotional that was for a lot of people and how exciting all those games were, I think was just makes those games classics in their own right, not just for UVA fans, but I think a lot of people really enjoyed watching those games. So I agree. I think that's an easy pick for you. Unfortunately, I wasn't at the championship game, so that's not going to be mine, but it would have been if it was.
Yeah, so what's your best in-person game?
I was going back and forth. I had a fantastic time at the Final Four game against Auburn. I think that Kyle Guy's free throws at the end and just the back and forth of that game was really incredible. But I think I have to go back to 2014 for Syracuse coming to JPJ and ranked number 4 in the country at the time. And the number 12 Virginia Cavaliers led by Joe Harris and Malcolm Brogdon and Akil Mitchell knocked them off 75-56. And that was the first outright ACC regular season championship in over 33 years. And of course, we go on to win the ACC tournament that year and get our first one seed in a very long time. And so I think that that game is special to me because of the significance of it and how important that game was for a lot of fans and a lot of people, you know, going on the court afterwards, watching the net get cut down, and also just looking at, you know, not only our roster, you know, Akil Mitchell, Mike Toby, Malcolm Brogdon, London Perentes, Joe Harris start the game, but we have Darian Atkins on that team, Anthony Gill's on that team, Justin Anderson's on that team, and that was a stacked team who was new at this winning thing, and it was really, really fun to see that come out and, you know, happen.
Dude, yeah, I was going to say that was going to be my honorable mention game because to me, that's like, you know, Tony Bennett had been at UVA for 4 or 5 years before that. But to me, that was kind of like the stamp of like, hey, like we're here and ready to compete nationally. And, you know, all the talk before that game, if you remember, was unbalanced schedule. Like
right.
Virginia shouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
And then UVA, it was like a close first half. And then we just dominated that second half of that game. I mean, we won that game by almost 20 points.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that was like the stamp. And it was, you know, it was just such a roaring crowd at JPJ too. Like it was very much like, hey, like Virginia's come to play.
Yeah.
You know, not just today, but, you know, for the long haul.
And it really felt like the beginning of the era of Tony Bennett. You know, we have the whole season, you know, up and down, especially in December, losing to Tennessee and Green Bay. And then, of course, that we just ripped through that ACC schedule, losing to Duke. But, you know, we come out of it 16-1 in the ACC and 25-5 overall. It was an incredible season. And, of course, we beat Duke to win that ACC title. I think it's really interesting looking back too, looking at that Syracuse squad. There's some like really big college basketball names on that Syracuse team. You think about CJ Fair, Rakeem Christmas, Jeremy Grant was on that team, Tyler Ennis, Trevor Cooney, you know, a lot of names that a lot of people remember because of how good that Syracuse team was. And that 2-3 zone was incredible, but in the second half especially, the team found a way to get through it. And, you know, just some memories from that game was the half-court alley-oop from Prentice to Mitchell in the first half, which I always, you know, for a while I remembered it as being in the second half, but it was actually in the first half. And it was just so hyped the whole time. It felt like we were winning, even though we were down at halftime. And then, of course, the London Prentice 3 from about the tip of the V-Saber was really incredible and really pushed us forward and got us the win. So I think that's probably my favorite game that I've been to.
Excellent pick, man.
Yeah.
Excellent pick. All right. Favorite game that we didn't go to, that we saw on TV. What do you got here, Dustin? Is it the reverse of mine?
So I think that's a cop-out, to be fair. So I'm going to choose a different one because that one's so easy. It's like, well, of course, winning the national championship is my favorite one. But there's a couple that really stand out. And I think one of them, to me, was the ACC tournament win over UNC in 2018. I know the game after that wasn't great, but I think that makes that tournament win so much you know, better. I was actually on a plane, so I was watching it on the plane. So that was, that makes it really memorable for me. A couple others that I wanted to mention. Actually, you go first. I'll mention mine later.
All right. Yeah, like you said, we'll exclude like the rest of the national championship run last year. So with that said, I'll go Duke 2018. Mm-hmm. When we won at Duke. It was the first time UVA had won at Duke since 1995. First time winning in Cameron Indoor. And it just had such a big game feel, man. We were number two. They were number four. It was late January game. And, you know, that was the game where Ty Jerome threw the fake pass to nobody and, you know, hit that long three towards the end.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just remember being so thrilled after that game, you know, like that, you know, again, same season you're talking about, but, dude, to win at Duke, I mean, that's, there's actually a recent athletic survey recently. And, you know, people have talked about this on Twitter too. It was like, who is Virginia's biggest basketball rival? And a lot of people will say, oh, still means a lot to be Virginia Tech. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, UVA versus North Carolina. And I think all those arguments have merit, but the UVA Duke games just, I don't know. They just like, they feel tense, you know, they just bring something out. So beating Duke and Cameron, that was awesome, man.
You know, I agree with you. Is playing Duke is something different. It's not like a rivalry, a true rivalry per se, but it is one where it feels like we're fighting for the top spot in the ACC, because in the past couple of years, that's what it's been. It's been UVA and Duke kind of fighting back and forth. Duke, of course, with its five stars and its one and dones, and UVA playing, you know, really strict defense and having some really talented players as well. UNC's been good as well, but they haven't really, you know, quite been, especially in the regular season, I think, been at the level of Duke and UVA over the past years. And now when you look at like ESPN or Sports Illustrated or Bleacher Report, you'll see UVA put up there with Duke and UNC for just those perennial basketball powers, which is something really special, which is something that no one could have even dreamed of, you know, 10 years ago in 2010, like a year after Tony Bennett comes to Charlottesville. So I think that's kind of why it's so special to play Duke, is because we're fighting for the top spot in the ACC. That's kind of what it feels like to me.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. It's almost like nationally too, because, you know, Tony Bennett has had, you know, all things considered, a lot of really good recent success against UNC. And, you know, UNC's won championships recently too, but Tony Bennett always seems to be a step ahead when we play them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Virginia Tech, you know, that's kind of a regional rivalry, but obviously they haven't been, you know, with the exception of the 1 year with Buzz Williams, you know, they really haven't been a nationally ranked team for most of, you know, our fan, you know, time we've been fan at least. But
right.
Duke, you know, regardless, they're always preseason top five. You know, they always have Zion Williamson's, or, you know, all the top recruits, just like you said, you know, not just the five stars, like the one and done top three lottery pick type five stars.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it just, it feels just like it's always an uphill battle against them, which, you know, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. But, you know, it's been, those games just bring something out different in me, man.
Yeah.
So beating Duke that year was awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I do want to give a special mention to a couple games where UVA was out of the game. They were not really particularly fun games to watch, but they were really fun at the end. Was the Wake Forest game in 2017 when Darius Thompson hit the buzzer beater to beat Wake Forest.
Yep.
And that was a horrible game. We played awful. But we walked away with a win. Actually, I think that was 16.
Yeah, I was going to say it was 16.
It was 2016.
It was my third year. And yeah. I remember I was watching that game at the library. And I was like so down, because we were down, what, it was like 10 points with like a minute left. And
right.
I left the library and I got back to my apartment and my roommates were like, did you see that? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right. No, it was insane. I was watching at my apartment. I was doing homework. It was an awful game. I almost turned it off. But luckily I didn't, and it was a great, great finish. And the other one kind of like that is the Louisville game in 2018 where DeAndre Hunter hit the shot with 0.9 seconds left to beat Louisville. Keeping that anti-Louisville streak kind of alive. That felt really good as well.
Yeah, I mean, those games almost felt like mirror images. Like, mm-hmm. that one I remember, too, because it was so weird. It was the same type of deal. Like, we weren't playing well. I was working late that night, and I went home, and I remember, like, coming through my apartment lobby, and it was on the TV, and I was like, what? And I saw that DeAndre shot went in, you know, like 2 minutes after I started watching, and I was just blown away.
Yeah.
You know, it was almost mirror images.
Right. And I think those are really special to me, and those remind me, or I think about those a lot, because that stuff used to not happen to Virginia. You know, you can think back. There was one, I forget which ACC tournament it was, but there was one ACC tournament. We were up on Miami with like a minute left, up 10, and somehow Miami fought back and won at the very end. But stuff like that, buzzer beaters, you know, winning championships, that used to not happen to UVA basketball. And it's really fun to have it happen now. And, you know, it's still happening. And I'm excited to see more.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Well, like we said, dude, the basketball, there's a lot of good ones to talk about.
Right.
You know, we can keep going.
This one was easy. Yeah, we can do more. We could do top 10.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun games. Like, all the game day games that we've had at JPJ over the past couple of years have been really fun to go to. You know, the all the ACC tournament games have been fun to watch. The games against ACC opponents and also the fall tournament games have been fun to watch on TV. And there's just so many really good memories from the past couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, you say, like, honestly, past couple, like, we could do this, like, past five even.
And yeah.
Fill up 3 hours.
Yes. Easy. Two pods.
Part one, part two.
But we're only doing one today, and we are going to move on to football. And so we're going to do our favorite in-person football game that we remember. And Rob, I want you to go first.
Yeah, man. I mean, for me, it was Virginia Tech this past year. You know, that was
it's a cop out.
So I'm sorry.
It's so easy.
I'm going to cop out with national championship. I'm going to cop out with Virginia Tech football.
Yeah.
Dude, I had been waiting for that win for so long. And obviously, there had been so many heartbreaks before that. You know, being there in person, and, you know, it was not the best time for the game, you know, like noon Friday after Thanksgiving. You know, I got into the stadium a couple minutes late. I got into the stadium right after Bryce had scored his first touchdown. But, you know, like being up there and, you know, you were there and seeing a ton of people there, you know, having my parents there. Dude, I mean, that was just such an awesome experience. Like, I just love that game.
No,
so
that was incredible.
I'll again take the cop out. What are you going with, Dustin?
No, I think that's a great one. I'm going to say, this is kind of a cop-out too, but Florida State this year, beating Florida State and just being able to see that in person. It also felt like a kind of a turning point for this team when we were able to beat them with, you know, the goal line stand, last second stand on the goal line after the Brian Delaney, point after miss, you know, kind of put us down, but scoring two touchdowns in the last 7 minutes was really, really great. And I'll remember that one forever too, because Florida State played really well as well, and we also, you know, had a great game. So I was really happy for that.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce's 2-point conversion, you know, mm-hmm. if he wasn't such a great player, like, we would talk about that play so much more, but there's just so many other plays that he made too, so it doesn't stand out as much. But that 2-point conversion run was incredible. And, like, he was hurt when that happened. Like, he was playing on a bum knee.
Yeah.
That was awesome. You know, another one that kind of reminds me of that Florida State game would have been Miami 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That night game against them. I remember the first time, I don't know if it was the first time, it was the first time I had heard them play swag surfing.
Yes.
And, like, to see the players, like, get so into it, and the fans were so into it. And, you know, honestly, it wasn't nearly as big of a crowd as, you know, the Virginia Tech game or the Florida State game. You know, it just wasn't, because that was Virginia, what, they went 7-5, 8-5 with a bowl game that season. But mm-hmm. the year before, they were 6-6, 6-7 with the bowl game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was still kind of the build up there. But yeah, that night game was so much fun, man. You know, we don't always fill up the stadium, but these past couple of years, you know, when there's a big game, you know, we do fill out the stadium, mm-hmm. and it's been cool to see those type of crowds and environments.
I agree. I think I want to give another one that there was no way I could pick it because we were so bad this year, but a game that was really, really fun to watch in person was I don't know if you remember this, but the Virginia Syracuse game in 2015 in 3 overtimes.
I remember that, man. I covered that game.
Yeah, so that was a fun game to watch. I mean, it was cold. There was no one in the stands, but it went to 3 overtimes, so that was really exciting. That I remember that one. I think any overtime game in person, you know, it kind of sticks with you a little bit because of how exciting it gets and how the fans react to that and how the teams react to that too. I think there's just an extra element of, you know, wonderfulness there. Another one that sticks out to me, another overtime game, is UVA UNC. I want to say like 2006, 2007 with Albert Payne, the Payne train, getting in.
Throwback.
Yeah, way back. But like, once again, an overtime game long time ago sticks with me because of how exciting it was, how fun it was to watch.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of weird because, you know, we didn't win, and at times it wasn't even close this next game. But, you know, honestly, just being at the Orange Bowl this past year, you know, was awesome. And, you know, we played about as well as we could have, all things considered. You know, Florida was clearly the better team. But, you know, just tailgating for that game and being in the stadium with that game and having, like, a real live halftime show at that game, you know, like, it just had such like a big game feel to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, UVA football, you know, our 4 years at UVA, you know, we were 2-9 our first year, or sorry, 2-10 our first year and 2-10 our fourth year, you know, like, from a team that, like, we were happy when we beat VMI, you know, and whenever it was 2013, or even Broncos first year, you know, losing to Richmond that first game, coming that far and playing in a big game like that, you know, obviously I'd remember it way more fondly if we won, but, you know, the build up to that game was also a ton of fun.
Yeah, I agree. I think some other ones that were really fun and really memorable, you know, back when we were kind of bad, it was like the games against the big teams, like the USC game, the Oregon game, the Notre Dame game, the Louisville game when they had Lamar Jackson. I think that all those games were really, really fun to be at, but not fun at the end. So they don't really, they don't count.
But like those Notre Dame and Louisville games, I think it was Notre Dame 2015 and Louisville 2016.
Yeah.
I mean, again, talk about like a mirror image of each other. Like UVA goes up with 2 minutes left and then a heartbreak at the end.
Yeah.
But dude, yeah, both of those could have been so much fun.
You know, watching Oregon with Mariota and watching, you know, I mean, even going back to Clemson when they had Sammy Watkins and Boyd.
Poor Tim Harris.
You know, like just getting burned down the field for 80-yard touchdown. I mean, it was incredible to watch, but it was really sad at the same time. And the USC game, I think it still is the record for attendance at Scott Stadium, like 60 something thousand, 65 maybe.
Yeah, it was high 64, I think.
Yeah, and so just seeing the kickoff and we had some fighter jets fly over for that game, but, you know, just getting smacked was bad. And that was with what's his face? It was Mr. Butt Fumble.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez was their quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
and that was the Peter Lawick year for us.
Mm-hmm. The experiment, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't finish out the year.
It ended poorly.
It ended poorly. Okay. So we're going to move on to our favorite football games that we didn't watch in person, but before we do that, I do want to talk about our sponsor, Bet Online, once again. So once again, there is no shortage of action going on, even though we don't have college sports. There are other sports going on like UFC, boxing, NASCAR, international soccer, and they have all resumed play, and Bet Online has all the best odds and lines for their upcoming games and matches. Bet Online also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts. So let's get into our favorite football games that we watched on the TV or not live or something like that. And you know, when we were talking earlier, we mentioned that this was a really difficult one to do because there's not a lot of happy memories on the road for UVA football, you know, in the past, in our lifetimes, really.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's, you know, I guess you could say we're like kind of lucky that, like, you know, both going to UVA and then, you know, you growing up in Charlottesville and me like going up with season tickets and going to games, you know, we've seen a lot of good games at home, mm-hmm. you know, even in years when we weren't so good, you know, Mike London would beat Miami at home every
year,
year,
yeah.
you know? So we do that, but yeah, dude, there's, these road wins are few and far between, man. You know, we've been lucky to see them at home, but there's not a lot on the road. So for me, you know, again, we're saying like this is during our fandom, you know, call it early 2000s. For me, I'll go to the 2011 Florida State win when mm-hmm. we beat them 14-13, you know, because that was the year, you know, that year kind of felt like 2007 a little bit, you know, when we were winning all these games by really close margins. And, you know, Mike London was still considered like a hot up and coming coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had beat Miami on the road and then you go and you beat Florida State on the road. And it was in such dramatic fashion, too. You know, there was all the penalties on that last drive and we were lucky Florida State missed the field goal. But there was so it was such like a tense ending of that game. So for me, I'll go with that. But at the same time, you know, like we said, there's not a ton to choose from here.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's a really good one. I think mine was closing out the Orange Bowl in 2007. UVA destroys Miami 48-0. You know, watching that on TV, I remember being with my dad and just being like, there's no way that we can win this game because, you know, all of Miami's greatest players are there. Miami's hyped for this game. Stadium's packed. And we just blew them out. And it was really, really fun to watch because beating Miami, it happens a lot here for some reason. I think Miami is always a team that underperforms for whatever reason, but it's really fun to beat Miami because of how good they used to be and how cocky they are all the time about their team. So I think that was really fun for me.
Yeah, you know, I remember that game. Well, I remember it because I don't remember it because yeah. I remember I was on a camping trip that night and I remember like someone's dad had like come to pick us up in the morning and we asked about the UVA game. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, UVA killed him. It was like 48-0. We're like, no, what actually happened?
You got it wrong.
That can't be right. Yeah. And I remember like that moment of shock was like, whoa, this is like real. Cause that was before like smartphones and everything. It was before you could just like check, like I had to go and look at the newspaper that next morning and see what happened. But yeah, I mean, that game was on ACC Network a couple weeks ago and I watched it. And yeah, I mean, God, I wish I could have seen that live because that would have been awesome.
No, yeah, it was really cool. And, you know, the UVA team played really well. And it was more like Miami just played really bad that night. And it was really fun to watch, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, whoever their quarterback was, I remember watching it the other week. I was just like, what?
Kyle Wright.
Damn, you got a memory, dude.
Well, no, I'm on ESPN right now. I'm looking it up. No, 9 of 21, 94 yards, 3 interceptions, 0.8 QB rating.
Brutal.
Yeah, and, you know, this UVA team was really, really something, you know, especially, like, looking at I'm looking at our receiving and rushing, and you know, we had Jameel Sewell at quarterback, Al Groh was the coach, Mikkel Simpson and Keith Payne were our running backs, we had John Phillips and Tom Santee and Jonathan Stupar all at the same time,
tight end
right there, and just a really great team, good defense. We were ranked 19 at the time, which I don't think I remember, you know, I thought in my mind, we were going in as like true underdogs, but really we were really good that year. And I just, that slipped my mind. I think just going up in the Orange Bowl and Miami, I think it got stuck in my mind that Miami was actually the better team when in fact they were not.
Yeah. I don't know if they made a bowl game that year, but I remember they were fighting for a bowl game spot, but Yeah, you know, like they had all the alumni from like when they won national championships, like mm-hmm. in the stadium, they closed down the Orange Bowl. You know, they had The Rock come in, the booth for a bit. So yeah, I mean, talk about a big game feel. You know, even if Miami wasn't that good that year, it definitely had it.
Yeah. So I think that was fun. I think the Florida State game was really fun as well. I think that was, you mentioned it, but. That was fun to watch. I think watching the bowl game, the Belk Bowl, was really fun to watch as well. Just shutting out South Carolina. But for me, I think the Miami game, the Orange Bowl, shutting it down was really, really fun. It sticks in my mind.
Yeah. It's funny you bring up the Belk Bowl too, or, you know, as it'll future be called, the Duke Mayo Bowl.
it's such a weird name. It's such a weird name. And you know, I was just going to say that on Twitter, they changed their name because the Belk Bowl had a really good Twitter presence and I followed them because I thought they were funny, and they just started tweeting just random stuff about mayonnaise, and it's really, I'm going to keep following them because I think it's great.
I read it was the same social media team, but it's just the sponsor that's changed.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, we'll get the same content, you know, just with mayo. But,
which is even better than Belk, I would say. I'm a big mayo guy. I put mayo on everything.
Oh, yeah. I feel that. But, yeah, you know, the actual game, that was one that I was, like, on the fence of going to. And I was like, you know, Charlotte, it's a 3-hour drive. Like, you know, it's an SEC team, you're probably going to lose. You know, I was on the fence of going and kind of backed out at the last minute. And now I wish I would have gone because, you know, if you remember the year before, was the year Navy smacked us in that bowl game.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And I was like, oh, you know, like that in the back of my mind too. And, you know, to do that to South Carolina was really, really cool.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, they had a pretty good team that year. I remember one of their receivers sat out.
Debo Samuel
sat out, but they were not a bad team, and so I think it was really, really fun to beat them when, you know, we had a good team and they had a great team. Just looking back at the highlights of it, Zacchaeus in his final game, you know, having a fantastic game, having 3 touchdowns and 100 yards receiving. Really just a great way to go out for him.
Yeah, and I mean, our secondary was so good that game too. Mm-hmm. You know, like Bryce Hall played amazing. Tim Harris and Juan Thornhill both had interceptions. Like maybe things would have been different if Debo Samuel was on the field. Like he certainly proved himself to be really, really good in the NFL last year.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. All right, are you ready to move on to our last topic, the non-revenue sports?
I'm ready, man. What's your best in-person one?
This is actually really easy for me, because I haven't been to any of the non-revenue championship games, but one I did go to was UVA baseball versus UC Irvine in the Charlottesville Super Regional, game 3 in 2011. That was really, really fun for me because Chris Taylor hit a single in the bottom of the ninth to win the game and send us to the College World Series. So I was there with my dad, and we had really good seats. And so we were right next to third base. And when the two runners came around to score twice, it was really awesome. So I'll remember that one forever, just to send us to our second College World Series in 3 years. And in the way that it happened too was really great.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that I wish I'd been to like more baseball games. Just like as a general comment.
Yeah.
Like when I was in school, I wish I went to more baseball games.
Yeah, I think they're really fun. Really fun to go to. Really chill.
And now you can drink at them.
I know, like, there's beer there. There's beer. They've got a whole like beer section to sit in. It's great. That should have been there 5 years ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah, dude, I mean, if Corona hadn't hit, like, I would have loved to have been there this spring.
I know. I'm excited this is a tangent, but I'm excited for UVA baseball this upcoming season because with the MLB draft getting shortened to 5 rounds, a lot of UVA's players who didn't get drafted are coming back. And so our team is supposed to be really good next year because of all the returning players who otherwise would have left for the major leagues.
It'll be exciting. You know, I admittedly don't follow the baseball team as closely, but I know a lot of people were really excited on Twitter. Not necessarily that these guys didn't get drafted, but like just the team that we'll have coming back.
Yeah.
You know, because it's been a down couple of years for the squad, so hopefully we'll be able to bump it back up this coming season.
Yeah, it should be good. How about you? What was your favorite non-revenue in-person live event?
I'll go the Lacrosse National Championship. Back in 2011, my dad and I went. We actually saw a lot of games in that run. Because I remember we beat Bucknell round, or no, I'm thinking of a different game. So no, we didn't see the Bucknell game. We went to a game earlier that season. I think we saw Penn. I think it was the game right before that Bucknell game is what I'm thinking of. So we saw that right before the tournament. And then, you know, to go to the Final Four, it was in Baltimore. We beat Denver and then we beat Maryland. Mm-hmm. And I just remember that game was so hot. And it was just like sitting in the Ravens Stadium was like miserable. I'm sure the players were like so hot too. But that was the year that the Braden twins got kicked off the team mid-year. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, you know, what's going to happen with UVA? You know, they were the stars of the team. And then that was like the Steele Stanwyck year, you know, Steele Stanwyck. And I think it was Chris Bach
just took over,
was on that team. Yeah, just took over. And it was a game changer. And I mean, heck, like people were talking about us playing without the Braden twins. I think Colin Briggs, who became like the star midfielder on that team after they left, I'm pretty sure he missed the Denver game too. So, you know, in the Final Four game, you know, we didn't have like our three starting middies from halfway during the season, and we destroyed Denver.
Yeah.
I remember we beat them really bad. And then Maryland game was really close, but we pulled away at the end. And I think we had an open goal or an open net goal at the end. Mm-hmm. And Briggs had four or five goals.
Yeah, you stole my not live game, but that's okay. Because I remember that one really well, because I played lacrosse in high school. And so I was really, you know, taken with the UVA lacrosse team, went to a lot of games. But you know, that year, the thing I remember the most is that UVA was always known for their offense under Dom Starzia, you know, going really fast, having a defense that caused a lot of turnovers. And that season, about mid-season, when the Brattons got kicked off, they switched to a zone, which was really strange.
That's right, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was the defense that won all these games, because in past years and you know, now we're kind of back to the old UVA way of just running gun. But that 2011 team played really kind of slow. And so they would play zone. They would kind of stall on offense a little bit. But, you know, had a really, really strong offensive star in Stanwyck. And just great, great zone play, which was fantastic.
Yeah, you know, it's... That season was so weird. It was a weird season. You know, it was one of those where you're just like, if you had looked at that team, because that team struggled for a bit too, you know, midway through the season. And like, if you had told anyone that team was going to win the national championship that year, they would have called you crazy. But dude, yeah. sorry to take that from you.
No, it's okay. I'll find another one. But you
while you find the other one, I'll go with
you have to go first.
My TV one, which for me was probably the soccer national championship. Mm-hmm. And I think it was 2014, because that team, that was our second year in college and I was still doing Cav Daily. And I was actually covering that team that season. And, you know, it was really cool for me, like as kind of like a personal experience to really like, you know, start out like during their summer camp and like interview the guys like starting then and, you know, follow the team and write about the team and get all the way into December when the game was and to see them win the national championship. And even though there was some controversy because they parked the bus is what a lot of people said. It was a really cool experience, you know, for me. And then also just seeing the game because it was, you know, obviously a national championship game. So for me, that was a lot of fun to see.
So I fun thing about that game, I watched it on TV, and then when the bus came home that night, I actually went to the bus and saw the team get off, and I got a picture with the trophy that night, because I lived in Lambeth, which is right next to JPJ and the old U-Haul. So me and some buddies went over and took some pictures, and it was really great. Congratulated the team as they got off. Yeah, so
yeah,
that was
awesome
fun
experience.
I think mine, I'm going back to baseball, the 2015 World Series or College World Series championship over Vanderbilt. I think that was really great to watch as well, especially considering the year before we had been favorites over Vanderbilt and Vanderbilt had beat us. And this year we were the underdogs, but heavy underdogs to Vandy, and we were able to defeat them in three games. And I just rewatched these a couple days ago on ACC Network when they re-showed all three of them, and just, you know, rewatching that team, the great defensive play. That team was another great defensive team, not allowing a lot of runs, having some pitchers who threw a lot of sliders, a lot of balls hit to ground balls, and just a lot of great defensive plays from our team. So that is my favorite memories, the College World Series.
Dude, yeah, I remember both of those two recent ones, because the first one, I was at the beach and, you know, we ended up not losing, but I remember just staying up to watch those games. Mm-hmm. And then the second time, you know, a couple years later when we won, was actually when I was studying abroad in Spain. So uh-huh. The time difference was, you know, so big. And like the one game went so late during that run, mm-hmm. like so many extra innings. I forget which game it was. But I remember like waking up the next morning and like checking my phone and like, oh, this game's still not over. So I'll never forget that, walking in class and seeing if we won the baseball game, only to find out it's still happening.
It's still going on. That's funny. Yeah.
I think we won that game, if I remember right, though. Whatever it was.
I don't remember which game it was. But I know we lost the first game and then won the second two.
Yep.
I think it was the game two.
Yeah. Either way. That was a cool run to experience.
The other thing is, before we even got into the finals with Vanderbilt, we had to get through Florida. And Florida had been ranked really high all season, had great offense. And I remember just shutting down Florida. Florida had a couple really great hitters on that team. And I remember just shutting them down and not being, they weren't able to do anything against our defense, which is really weird to say in baseball. You know, baseball defense is kind of a lot different than, you know, other sports like football defense or basketball defense. But, you know, our defense played really well against Florida and, of course, against Vanderbilt too. So I just remember that. I guess I'm a defensive guy if you when it comes down to it.
Well, even do that soccer game I mentioned, you know, mm-hmm. the whole story of that game was we just parked the bus.
No right? offense,
like it was
yes.
a defensive win. It was like, all right, we're playing for PKs.
We're going to let UCLA do all the work.
Yeah. So Virginia's, they've done an okay job with kind of defense-first championships during our lifetime.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Rob, is there anything else you want to talk about? Any games that stick out to you?
No, man. I mean, this was actually a lot of fun. Like we said, we were kind of like digging for content. And
this was an easy thing. The content is coming to us these days. A lot of content.
So much content.
Yeah.
No, this was cool. A little trip down memory lane. So hopefully our listeners kind of enjoy this too and get some thoughts flowing.
Yeah, let us know. I think some of our listeners are older than us. So if y'all have any games that you watched on TV or listened on the radio or even saw in person that stick out to you, some of your favorites, let us know. We'd love to hear it. And we will see you guys next time. Go Hoos. Oh, wait, I need to do the closeout. Follow us on Twitter at Guys and Ties Pod. Follow us on Snapchat and Instagram at Guys and Ties Pod. Rob's got all your bonus content over there. Go ahead and check out Armchair Media. They've got a bunch of stuff going on with all the sports coming back. Make sure to check out Armchair for all your favorite podcasts. And we will see you guys next time we do a podcast. Go Hoos.